Well, it's that time of year again with the National Lacrosse League picking up, the MLL draft coming soon, and college lacrosse season beginning in about a month. Yes, that's right, it's back to lacrosse season, and that means the LAX Live Radio Podcast has returned, and also it means it will remain named the LAX Live Radio Podcast, even though it is not live. We have a cool logo for about 3 or 4 years now, and I don't really know how to make a new one, so we're just going to keep that for branding purposes. Anyways, I'm Marissa and Jemmy here with you talking about lacrosse for like an hour or so on InLacrosseWeTrust.com and Lacrosse Radio Network. It is Thursday, January 7th when this is being recorded, so we will be previewing the game ahead this week in the National Lacrosse League, talking about the MLL draft coming up in a little time this month or so, a few weeks from now at the U.S. Lacrosse Convention from Baltimore, Maryland. And we'll also be previewing college lacrosse. Our first guest tonight, we have 6 InLacrosseWeTrust.com writers on tonight, so you know it's serious. We'll have Brian Davies talking about a college lacrosse season coming up. Brendan Stott will be on later to talk about the MLL draft and the offseason thus far. Then we will have an NLL roundtable with 4 writers from ILWT. It'll be Ryan Zenner, Dan Pattison, Owen Munro, and Alex Urquhart talking about the season thus far, the 2 games last week, and the 4 games on slate this Saturday. We're going to head to a quick commercial because I found out I have these. I haven't done this show in so long, I forgot all these cool audio files, so we're going to use all of them. Oh, also, we'll have some audio from the new National Lacrosse League commissioner who was named earlier today, January 7th, Nick Sirkovich, who's a former soccer guy, which is definitely interesting. We'll talk about him with the NLL panel and also some audio from his conference call with the media today. So it's a podcast. You don't have to listen to the audio file coming up as a commercial, but I could use a break from talking while we wait for the call-ins to happen. So definitely stay tuned to this podcast, and we're going to have more to come. It's just the beginning of lacrosse season, so thanks for listening.
This is Kyle Sorensen, the Washington Stealth, and you're listening to the Lacrosse Radio Network.
And the LAX Live Radio Podcast is now joined by Brian Davies from InLacrosseWeTrust.com to preview the NCAA lacrosse season. So, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, the first question I want to ask you about is Notre Dame came out as the number one ranked team by Lacrosse Magazine in their first ranking of the season. Do you agree with that ranking, and do you think that this is the year Notre Dame does it?
Yeah, it's always an interesting one, but the million-dollar question is who should get the ranking at the end of the year, you know? So, Birmingham beginning, unfortunately, probably has to live with that stigma for most of the year, and that's pressure that Notre Dame probably doesn't want right now, because it's if you haven't gotten there, you don't want any undue pressure. But they are clearly the number one team going into 2016. They got perennial first-team All-Americans at each position, and not only the All-Americans, first-teamers, but they could be the annual winners at each position for best of. So it's going to be, I think it's Notre Dame and everybody else is going to have question marks in the beginning of the year that allows Notre Dame to stay out number one, at least for the first 5 or 6 weeks.
And there's definitely a lot of really good teams this season. Duke came in at number 2, Syracuse, Maryland, all very good teams. But who do you think is going to surprise us this year? I mean, I think the bar was kind of set in 2012 when Loyola came out of nowhere. They weren't ranked in the top 20 and they won a championship. Do you see any team in the country this year that could make a run like that?
I think there's a couple, and it's going to be interesting because the way the pieces fall while I was coaching college lacrosse, there's 3 parts to the season. There's the early season, there's the late season, and then there's May. So usually sometimes the teams that do very well in the beginning, take it like Towson beating Hopkins and Hopkins losing to Towson, but Hopkins makes the run to the Final Four. The team that I actually like right now to do something is actually Navy. And I never thought I would say that with the string that Navy's had in the past couple of years. But that last bit of 2015 really started to, Navy started to find a groove. And it's been tough with Navy lately that the recruiting was off when Ricky Soule first got there. There was kind of a lag between Richie Mead's time and Soule's time. But I think there's enough depth there that, well, last year everybody was a freshman, sophomore, junior. They graduated 28 points and one defenseman. Now, the academy is always interesting because the pressures that are applied there sometimes can be internal to the academy, but external as far as the lacrosse program. But I think Navy, with the grittiness that the teams usually come out with from the Patriot League, is poised to make an upset or two. And I can't believe I'm going to say this now, but I think a quarterfinal appearance would be perfect for Navy in 2016.
Wow, and that actually transitions perfectly into the next thing I want to ask you about. And I'm coming in a little biased, I will admit, as a Boston University student now, but I want to ask you about the Patriot League in particular, because with Navy there, Loyola was ranked number 12. It's a really interesting conference, I think, because you see teams like Lehigh lost three of their best players, Loyola lost a bit, Colgate lost a lot. So to me, I find that conference as, I don't know, a league where you could see some surprise teams. Of course, I'd like to see BU there. I think Lehigh have an interesting road after finishing 7-9 last season. What are your thoughts on that conference in general? Do you see a few teams coming out of that league that can make a difference?
I think Loyola is poised to make a turnaround. The end of last season was, I don't think, could be any more disastrous for that senior class. After winning the national championship, I believe, as a freshman, they went out with a bitter taste in their mouth, to say the least. I mean, they were done lacrosse by April 21st. So I think going into the season, they're going to be poised to make a push. They have a couple of people coming back, key players coming back from injury. So things bode well as long as Loyola can kind of find their niche and develop from there, instead of finding their niche later in the year. The earlier they find it, likely the better they're going to be. Bucknell is one of those teams that I've been waiting for to kind of make that move to stay in the top 20. They're there, then they disappear. Colgate is actually going to be, I think, one of the favorites going into the season. They always pushing teams to the brink, and the run they had last year into the tournament was great. Army's got some pieces to replace, but I think they're in a good position too. They've had a couple of solid years of recruiting. I know there's probably some lingering animosity because Navy beat them for the first time in the regular season since can be remembered. So it's from top to bottom, I think the weaker teams in the league are going to have a down year. But the teams up top are going to make a push, and against the top 5 to 8 teams, they could get a win or two against them that will really propel the Patriot League into a position that's, you know, probably more respectable than it had been last year or the year before.
Right, because last year was such a down year because of both Loyola and Lehigh struggling. And the last thing I want to ask you about, because I find this as a really interesting storyline going into the season, there's no Thompsons in the NCAA now. So the Tuaraton trophy is kind of up for grabs. I've heard a lot of people talking about Miles Jones on Duke. Who do you see as really emerging kind of as the face of college lacrosse this season?
That's a great question. It's the normal names, the normal faces of college lacrosse seem to have changed a little bit. I mean, Miles Jones has been there since, been dancing since his freshman year, winning national championships. But if we see a performance like Sergio Perkovic had in the semifinals last year, he could run away with it. I mean, he's Miles Jones, West Coast, I guess you would say it. Miles Jones is clearly going to be a favorite. Injuries seem to be, it was certainly plagued him last year. They certainly beat an Achilles heel for his ability. I remember watching them against Syracuse, and he had hurt his hand. And you could tell the injury really affected the way he carried himself. I mean, he getting to the cage and doing the things that he was normally used to doing just disappeared. So for him, it's if he can be injury free, he's got to be one of, likely the front runner for it. I'm actually going to go with the first time a defenseman wins the title this year. I think Matt Landis is the real deal. Watching him play against some of the best competition last year, and the ACC is clearly the best competition in the nation. And plus the schedule that they pick up out, with outside competition, Notre Dame has some great players, and none are better than Matt Landis. He's got the ability. I think he's Joe Fletcher from a couple of years ago, but even better.
Wow.
So I think this is going to be the year a defenseman wins it, unless an offensive player comes in and just puts in Thompson-esque numbers and gets to 90.
Oh, that's really interesting, and I look forward to the season. It's going to be such a great year. Brian, thank you so much for your insight, and can't wait to see all your stories on the website this year.
Yeah, thank you. Can't wait to start writing them. It's about time college lacrosse kicks off. I know it's early January, but nowadays, doesn't the season just start in mid-January?
Yeah, February 6th, I believe, is the first day of games, which seemed early, especially given all the snow last year, but it's been pretty mild on the East Coast so far, so hopefully we don't have to deal with that again. Going to be a great season. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Take care.
This is Curtis Knight of the Edmonton Rush, and you are listening to the Lacrosse Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Lax Live Radio Podcast here with our first NLL Roundtable of the season. We have Ryan Zunner, Dan Pattison, Alex Urquhart, and Owen Munro here on the broadcast. We have a roundtable. We're doing it through Google Hangouts, so it's kind of interesting how it's going to work, and we're just hoping the audio works. So everyone, welcome to the show. The first thing I want to talk about is the big news that came out today about a new commissioner in the league, Nick Sirkovic. In general, what are your guys' thoughts on the new commissioner and stuff he had to say today?
The top five major leagues. Definitely from a business background too, from sports management. I know we helped build the Philadelphia Union and built not only the MLS but soccer as a sport in general.
It's a very interesting move, I think, because the whole soccer connection, I think, is really interesting. And I've talked to a few soccer people today, and it's kind of been a mixed bag of what people think. But if you look at his history, I think it's definitely a good move, and his talk of expansion is definitely a positive, because I don't think we've heard a lot of that lately. So next thing I want to talk about is the rookies' impact right away in the league. Last week we saw with the Georgia Swarm, right away Randy Stats got off to a great start. Lyle Thompson played well. And Alex, I think I want to start with you on this as a Swarm guy. What are your thoughts on those rookies, and who are some other rookies you think are going to stand out this year? Owen, what are your thoughts on some of the rookies in the league this year? Yeah, Owen. Ryan, do you want to chime in on that too? And Dana. And just to wrap it up on the rookies, Dan, I want to get your opinion on Anthony Malcolm, who will be making his Bandits debut this week. So Dan, on the point of the Bandits, can you talk a little bit about John Tavares and the team without him now? What's that offense going to look like?
Also, John Tavares
And Ryan, can I get your thoughts on the team without Tavares as well? Buffalo, the team that underwent a lot of change this offseason, but another team that underwent the same amount of change or even more is the Calgary Roughnecks. Owen, what's your thoughts on their offense after their first game? They scored just 8 goals, but it was against a very good rush defense. Do you see that team having offensive troubles long term with Sean Evans now not on the team? And Alex, can I get your thoughts on that as well? I want to get to game picks now, because there are some interesting games in the league this week. Saskatchewan's the only team off. Calgary, Colorado, Georgia all have games again. First game this week is Georgia is traveling to Toronto. For game picks, we'll try to order this a little bit. We can start with Dan, then go to Ryan, Owen, and Alex in that order, and then I'll go last. So first game is Georgia and Buffalo, or Georgia and Toronto. Tell me your pick and some reasoning behind it. Okay, Ryan, next. Owen, your thoughts? Okay, and Alex, your thoughts? Toronto in this game just because, I mean, I liked what I saw from Georgia, but at the same time, I have some concerns about that defense too. So going on to the next game here, we have Calgary at Buffalo. Calgary's 0-1 after losing at Saskatchewan to start the season. Dan, I want to get your thoughts on this game first.
Thank you.
Ryan, who are you picking in this game? Okay, Owen and then Alex. Okay, so then, sorry, Alex, go ahead. Buffalo in this game for two reasons. I have some concerns about Calgary's offense, especially when you see a game where Jeff Schattler and Tyler Digby combined for just 3 points and Curtis Dixon only picked up 4. And also game at Buffalo, their home opener, I have trouble picking against them. So I'm going to wrap up these next two games kind of rapid fire here because running out of time a little bit. So the next game, Colorado at Rochester. Dan, you can go first on this one again.
They drafted extremely well. They got a great loss against the defense on top of that. Smith. And it's a good story.
Ryan. Yeah, I'm also going to go with Rochester. Even though I really like Colorado, I really like their offense this year. I thought Alex Bouquet played really well in net. I don't know if he's going to start over Dylan Ward again. But to me, look at Rochester, and they have some injuries too, and they're still such a deep team. So I have trouble picking against them, especially at home. And now, last game here, New England Black Wolves at Vancouver Stealth. Dan, you can start off with this one. Hey, Brian. Yeah. want to see New England win this game because I'm in New England and I'm interested in that team, and I think they're a lot better than they're getting credit for, but have to take Vancouver in that one at Vancouver. And they're just they might be the most improved team of this offseason. So I think New England is as well, and I think that might be the most interesting game of the week.
This is Ryan Jones of the Edmonton Rush, and you're listening to the Lacrosse Radio Network.
Wrapping things up here on the Lax Live Radio Podcast, thank you for everyone who joined us. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. It's lacrosse season. It's the best time of the year. Make sure you keep checking out inlacrossewetrust.com. Follow on Twitter at lacrossewetrust. Follow me on Twitter at Marissa_andJimmy because 90% of my tweets right now are about lacrosse. The other 10% is about BU hockey, but that's another story. So thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. And, hey, happy lacrosse season, you guys.